Introducing today's contestants, a homemaker and retired engineer from Centennial, Colorado, Kim Lutz. A writer from Chicago, Illinois, Mike Upchurch. And our returning champion, a software engineer from San Francisco, California, Bruce Lowe, whose one-day cash winnings total $13,245. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our show. Our champion, Bruce, found all three daily doubles on yesterday's program, missed two of them, missed the final Jeopardy, and yet wound up winning the game. That tells you how good a player he is. Mike and Kim, you're warned. Good luck. Here we go. All right, the categories for the first round today are the 1950s, what a great decade, common bond cuisine, followed by literary twins, charitable celebs, immaculate inception, and finally, a list bucket. L-I-S-T coming up in each correct response. Bruce, start.
List bucket for 200, please.
A person with training or experience that makes him an expert in a particular field. Kim.
What is a specialist?
Good.
List bucket 400.
Someone who fights with his fists for sport. Mike.
What is a pugilist?
Good.
List bucket 600.
A member of an ancient people of the Middle East, or a person with no interest in intellectual pursuits. Mike.
What is a dilettante?
No. Kim or Bruce? What is a Philistine? Back to you, Mike.
List bucket 800.
Answer. Daily double. You have no money.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing indeed. You can risk up to 1,000.
Let's risk 800.
All right. From the Greek for beauty and strength, it's basic exercises for fitness with little use of special equipment.
What are calisthenics?
Good. You have 600 and you're in the lead.
List bucket 1,000.
If you're an expert on this, you help police detectives solve crimes by linking bullets to guns and their owners. Mike.
What are ballistics?
Good.
Common bond cuisine 200.
Irish Brunswick Mulligan. Mike.
What are stews?
Yes.
Common bond cuisine 400.
Caterpillar roll, firecracker roll, spider roll. Bruce.
What are sushi rolls?
Yes.
1950s for 200.
In 1955, Ray Kroc opened his first of these restaurants with a goal of 1,000 based in the U.S. only. Ray exceeded that goal. Bruce.
What is McDonald's?
Correct.
50s for 400.
Here's an image from May 21st, 1956, of the results of the first successful airborne drop of this type of bomb. Bruce.
Was a hydrogen bomb?
Yes.
50s for 600.
The intersection of California Highways 46 and 41 is where this young actor met his end in 1955. Mike.
Who is James Dean?
Correct.
Common bond cuisine 600.
Bayonne, Westphalian, Smithfield. Bruce.
What are apples?
No. Kim.
What is ham?
Yeah.
Common bond cuisine, 800.
Spätzle, pad thai, pancit palabak. Kim.
What are noodles?
Yes.
Common bond cuisine, 1,000.
Anaheim, Serrano, Scotch bonnet. Mike.
What are peppers?
Good.
Literary twins, 200.
In this 1954 novel, identical twins Sam and Eric are eventually just called Samneric by the other castaways. Mike.
What is Lord of the Flies?
That's it.
Literary twins 400.
A chapter in Through the Looking Glass is named for these mirror image twins. And that would be Tweedledum and Tweedledee. All right, we'll take a break. Back in a moment.
Catherine Pugh convicted, but how far back did her corruption start? Fox 45 News Operation Crime and Justice breaks down how prosecutors say the former mayor used her power to launder campaign donations and more. Allegations of illegal medical waste dumping. Now the company accused speaks out. Why they say they're being framed.
Kim Lutz is a homemaker and a retired engineer from Colorado. who once owned a dog that your vet described as what?
Too friendly.
Can a dog be too friendly?
They can, actually. Not long after I adopted Molly, we had a party at our house, and she loves people, so she ran around and she was saying hi to everybody. The next morning, she got up. She was in obvious pain. She had her tail between her legs, could hardly walk. So I took her to an animal emergency room on a Sunday morning, which is expensive. The vet there examined her, took some x-rays. When the results were in, he came in and with a perfectly straight face told me the x-rays were negative and it's a tail overuse injury. I said, you mean my dog is too friendly? He says, yeah, basically.
Okay. Mike Upchurch, writer from Chicago, Illinois. What kind of writing are we talking about?
Advertising.
Advertising. All right. Now, it says here that you met your wife at a four-day heavy metal music festival. How do you engage a person in conversation at a heavy metal music festival?
Well, this was in the back of a dark dive bar hosting the festival, and I feel like the fact that she couldn't hear a word I said or even get a good look at me really worked to my advantage.
That's a good technique. I'll have to pass that along to other people. Bruce Lowe is from San Francisco, folks. He's a big Cal fan. Tell me how you feel about Stanford.
I'm happy we beat them this year in the big game. And go Bears.
That's enough. That's all we need. Mike, you're in command of the board at the moment. Go ahead and make a selection as we continue this first round.
Literary Twins 600.
This is the family name of twins with benefits, Jaime and Cersei, in the Game of Thrones novels. Mike.
What is Lannister?
You are right.
Literary Twins 800.
Each of the two sets of twins in this Shakespeare play have the same name but different hometowns. What a mistake. Mike.
What is a comedy of errors?
Yes.
Literary Twins 1000.
This alliterative title Dickens character works for the wealthy Cheeryble twins, and his sister, Kate, marries their nephew. And his name is Nicholas Nickleby. You should have rung in, Mike. You knew it. Go again.
1950s, 800.
Labor has made a greater contribution to this country than any other single force, he said on becoming Teamsters president. Mike.
Who is Hoffa?
Jimmy Hoffa, yeah.
1950s, 1000.
With UN approval, Truman put this general in charge of UN command forces on July 8th, 1950. That didn't work out so well. Bruce.
Who's MacArthur?
Douglas MacArthur, correct.
Immaculate Inception for 200, please.
Procter & Gamble wanted a genie-like mascot for a new magic cleanser, and presto, this bald guy with an earring was born. Bruce.
Was Mr. Clean.
Yes.
Immaculate Inception for 400.
Invented in 1988 for healthcare professionals and restaurant workers, this hand sanitizer went on sale to the public in 1997. Kim.
What is Purell?
Good.
Immaculate Inception 600.
This brand with a diamond trademark has been bleaching America since 1914. Bruce.
Was Clorox?
Good.
Immaculate Inception 800.
The coniferous trees near his home inspired Harry Cole to create this cleanser. Mike.
What is Pine Sol?
Good.
Immaculate Inception 1000.
20 Mule Team has been on boxes of this powerful powdered cleaner since 1891. Mike.
What is Borax?
Borax, that's it.
Charitable Celebs 200.
This country singer's Imagination Library has donated more than 100 million books to children. Kim.
Who is Dolly Parton?
Yes.
Charitable Celebs 400.
LeBron James pledged to pay for more than 1,000 scholarships in this Ohio city of his birth. Bruce.
What is Akron?
Yes.
Charitable Celebs for 600.
J.K. Rowling named her foundation Lumos after a spell that does this to a wizard's wand. Mike.
What is Illuminated?
Yes.
Charitable Celebs 800.
This actor used his paycheck from Diamonds Are Forever to create the Scottish International Education Trust. Mike.
Who is Connery?
Good. Now the last clue. She's Just a Girl, whose 2018 Las Vegas run benefited the Cure for the Kids Foundation. Mike.
Who is Spears?
No. Kim or Bruce? Who is Gwen Stefani? Mike, you've got a commanding lead, and that means that Kim and Bruce have a lot of catching up to do. But Kim will pick first in Double Jeopardy right after this. right, Kim is the one picking first in this Double Jeopardy round. Here are the categories, Kim. Imposter. Waterfalls. Parenthetical song titles. Geology. Luke. And 4-4. Each response will be a pair of four-letter words. Start us.
4-4, 400.
Designation for the thigh and leg of a roasted chicken, as opposed to the breast. Bruce?
What is dark meat?
Good.
Imposter for 400.
Known by many names, con man Victor Lustig invited Parisian scrap metal moguls to bid on this, which he said was being torn down. Bruce?
Was the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
Imposter for 800.
Rasputin's daughter Maria supported Anna Anderson's claim that she was this lost Romanov. Mike?
Was Anna Karenina?
No. Bruce?
Was Anastasia?
Yes.
Imposter for 1200, please.
Marge, you must understand that I don't love you, Tom said into the mirror in Dickie's voice, is a line from this Highsmith novel. And the novel is The Talented Mr. Ripley. Bruce.
Imposter for 16.
Word of this emperor's death in 68 AD was slow getting around as Rome was plagued by three imposters known as pseudos. Bruce.
Who is Nero?
Yeah.
Imposter for 2000.
In this Molière play, also known as The Imposter, the title character wreaks havoc on Orgon's family. Bruce.
What is Tartuffe?
Good.
Waterfalls for 400, please.
This island nation's largest waterfall, Detefoss, is fed by the meltwaters of Vatnajökull Glacier. Mike.
What is Iceland?
Correct.
Geology 400.
It's a small tremor that follows a larger earthquake. Mike.
What is an aftershock?
That's it.
Geology 800.
One of the three main types of rock. It's formed by the buildup of material, either on land or underwater. Mike.
What is sedimentary?
That's it.
Geology 1200.
This middle life era of geological time encompasses the Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous periods. Bruce.
What is the Mesozoic?
That's it.
Waterfalls for 800.
The spectacular blue-green color of Havasu Falls in this natural wonder is due to the high content of travertine. Kim?
What is the Grand Canyon?
Good.
Waterfalls 1200.
Kwan Falls on this river in Laos is the world's widest waterfall at about 6.7 miles. Bruce.
Was the Mekong.
You are right.
Waterfalls for 16.
Churchill Falls in this mainland area, paired with Newfoundland, generates about 1% of the world's hydroelectric power. Bruce.
Was Labrador.
Good.
Let's finish the category, please.
Answer. At the moment, you have a $3,000 lead over Mike.
$5,000, please.
Okay, here's the clue. In 2009, Hugo Chavez declared that this waterfall should be referred to by its indigenous name, Karipakupai Mira.
What is Angel Falls?
You are right.
Geology for 16.
This process, by which organic matter becomes stone-like, usually involves the replacement of tissues with silica or calcite. Mike.
What is petrification?
You are right.
Geology 2000.
In western Kenya, 60-foot-wide cracks have appeared where this geological valley is opening up. Bruce.
What is the Great Rift Valley?
Correct.
4-4 for 800, please.
During World War II, Johnson & Johnson made rolls of this handy adhesive in green to match the military items it was used to patch. Kim.
What is duct tape?
Yep.
4-4, 1200.
A note that lets a student escape the classroom and walk the corridors during class time. Kim.
What is a hall pass?
Yes.
4-4, 1600.
Precipitation with a pH below 5.0. Kim.
What is acid rain?
Right.
4-4, 2000.
This type of event is meant to move possible damaged merchandise quickly and at very low prices. Mike.
What is a fire sale?
That's it.
Luke 400.
In Luke chapter 1, this angel makes a surprise visit to Mary and says, "The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Kim.
It was Gabriel.
Correct.
Luke 800.
The other Gospels don't mention this Roman red tape registration process that precedes the birth of Jesus. But Luke does. Mike.
What is a census?
Yes.
Luke 1200.
Luke is also presumed to have written this other book that deals with the furthering of Christianity. Bruce.
What is Acts?
Yes.
16, Luke.
Answer. Another daily double.
3,000.
All right. Unlike the other Gospels, Luke has the story of this man who helped a wounded stranger after others passed him by.
Who is the Good Samaritan?
You are right again. You're not missing your daily doubles today.
Luke for 2,000.
As depicted in the 1881 painting here, in Luke chapter 2, 12-year-old Jesus goes missing and turns up in this holy building. Kim.
What is the temple?
That's it.
Song titles 400.
Covered by the Beatles. That's what I want. Mike.
What is money?
Good.
Song titles 800.
James Taylor. To be loved by you. Mike.
What is all I want?
No. Kim or Bruce? What is how sweet it is to be loved by you? Mike.
1200.
Aerosmith. Looks like a lady. Mike.
What is the dude?
Yep.
Looks like a lady. Song title 1600.
Elvis Costello. What's so funny about? Mike.
What is peace, love, and understanding?
That's it. Now the last clue. The Pretenders. I'm special. Correct response. What is brass in pocket? All right. Mike, you moved up well. You're at 15,600. You prevented Bruce from having this as a runaway game. And Kim, in good shape with 9,000 also. All right, here's Final Jeopardy for the three of you. Children's books. That's a good subject. We'll find out how good after this.
Two city officers accused in a hit and run. New tonight. How it could impact open cases on their docket. Plus, Fox 45's exclusive Your Voice, Your Future Town Hall. Taking your questions directly to mayoral candidates.
The Gecko's Chinese takeout barely fit into his tiny NYC apartment, but his belongings are protected by this type of insurance from the Geico Insurance Agency. What is renter's insurance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
Does any of our three contestants have the advantage dealing with children's books in our final today? Let's find out as we reveal the clue. This book was published in Latin as Virunt Ova, Viret Perna. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We start with Kim. She had $9,000. Did you come up with a response? And if you did, what is...
Horton.
Horton hears a who. Sorry, I'm having trouble seeing it. And that'll cost you $7,800 because you are incorrect. So we go to Mike Upchurch now. He had $15,600. He wrote down... What is green eggs and ham? I like my green eggs ova. Yes, and that's correct. And you add 11,000. You have 26,600. Now over to Bruce Lowe, our champion. 23,000 going in. Not happy because what is I hope I won? How much did you lose? 7,201. Well, you didn't win, but Mike did. 26,600 for the new champion. Who gets to come back again tomorrow? We'll see you then, we hope.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
The best eggs in so many ways. Which organic eggs are more flavorful with better nutrition too? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Aspergream's triple effect provides targeted relief. Works in minutes, lasts for hours. Aspergream works.
Introducing new personal plans from Nutrisystem. Lose your first 18 pounds fast. Act now. Buy 1 month, get one free. Go to Nutrisystem.com to get started.